أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with أسماء الحسنى. Today we will look at two of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that actually go hand in hand. They are Al-Qabid, the constrictor, and Al-Basit, the expander. Let's first have a look at the Quranic ayah that refers to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah ayah 245 says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wallahu yaqbidhu wa yabsut wa ilayhi turja'un. And Allah constricts and Allah expands, or in other words, straightens and amplifies, and you shall be returned to Him. Well, let's look at the theoethics of each name first. Linguistically, qabd, and the root verb of which is the root verb of al-qabid, means to take hold or seize or grip or catch something. It's like holding of something with a hand, like the handle of a sword, and it is meant as a way where somebody takes control of something or someone. So in other words, al-qabid is the one who takes hold of the souls by subduing them. He takes hold of the spirits by effecting justice in their regard, the means of sustenance by his wisdom, and he takes hold of the hearts by making them fear his glory. He takes hold of some hearts, so he unveils to them his greatness and glory. He's the one who controls the entire cosmos. It is Al-Qabid who has a grip on the whole of creation. Linguistically, al-basit means one who stretches his hand, be it as a gesture of goodwill, for example, in order to shake hands with someone else, or otherwise, for example, to harm someone. That's what it's linguistically about. And it may be applied literally or metaphorically. You know, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah 28, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Qabil, he says, لَعِمْ بَسَطْتَ عَلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطٍ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ. If you stretch forth your hands towards me to slay me, that is Habil telling Qabil, I am not one who will stretch forth my hand towards you to kill you. إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Indeed, I fear Allah, the Rabb of the worlds. Al-Basit also means to please. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Fatima is part of me. Whatever pleases her pleases me, whatever displeases her displeases me. And the word he used was bast. So al-basit is the one who pleases the souls by making them happy or delighted. Now, if we compare the two, al-qabid and al-basit, in other words, if we put them side by side, then he is the one who constricts and he is the one who releases. All existence is in the grips of Allah's hand of power. He may close his hand and he may open his hand. And all these manifestations are for the khair of his creation. He knows all. He is the all-merciful. He is al-haqim. He is also the judge. He is the one who guides the life of his creation. And he tries us with trials that he knows we can get through. At the times of constriction, ourselves and our souls and our bodies may suffer, but the essence will balance that state in sabr, which is the companion of iman. Remember in Surah Al-Imran, he says, Wallahu yuhibbul sabirin. Allah loves those who are patient. So you got to profit from the times of constriction, which really may be the means of strengthening one's iman, bringing us closer to the Creator, making us His beloved. And at the times of bust, at the times of comfort and ease, when all is going well, do not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your excitement and pleasure by becoming arrogant or thinking that you're the cause of your success and your serenity. These are the times to remember the companions of iman, and that's shukr. And so this balanced state is so important to look at. See, we all face contradictions and paradoxes, and it produces a tension whereby we intend to maintain a state of equilibrium, moving between fear and hope. And literally, this is between the states of qabd and bast, constricting and expanding. There's a wonderful quote by Rumi about a prayer of a person between fear and hope, between contraction and expansion. He says that one night a man was crying, Ya Allah, until his lips became sweet with the mention of that name. Shaitan appeared to him and said, Why now, chatterbox? Where is the answer? Where is the answer? Here I am to all this God, to all this Ya Allah of yours. I can't see any answer coming from the throne. For how long will you grimly go on crying, Ya Allah? The man became broken-hearted, and he laid down his head to sleep. And in a dream he sees Prophet Khidr in a green garden. Look now, said Prophet Khidr to him, why have you stopped from the mention of Allah? How is it you repent of having called upon him? And the man said, I never heard any answer of here I am coming to me, and I therefore fear that I have been turned away from his door. And Khidr says, Allah says that your cry of Ya Allah is itself his answer, here I am. Your pleading and agony and fervor is Allah's messenger. Your twisting and turning to draw close to Allah are Allah's drawing close to you. And that sets free your feet. Your fear and hope are the lasso to catch Allah's grace. Under each Ya Allah of yours whispers so many, here am I. Basically what I'm trying to say is, even when trouble befalls you, pay close attention. Look closely at the one who does us an ill turn, for example. When you observe the flow, the ebb and flow of good and ill, you open a passage from misfortune to happiness. Because you will see that one state moves you into the other, one opposite state generating its opposite in exchange. So long as you experience not fear after joy, how can you look for pleasures after pain? When you fear the doom of the angel on the left hand, you hope for the bliss of the angel on the right. You have to have those two wings. Remember, a bird with only one wing is unable to fly. And in the story of wings, I remember a story. And every time I think of Al-Qabith, one who constricts, I remember this story and it really makes me think. It's about, there was a man who was watching a butterfly trying to emerge from its cocoon. He watched as the butterfly struggled. And the struggle lasted for quite a while. And he was really struggling to break the cocoon. And the man with his rahmah, what he thought was rahmah and mercy, snipped at the entrance of the cocoon to make it a little larger, to expand it for the butterfly to come out. And the butterfly did come out, but it flopped on the side. Its wings were laden with fluid. You see, the struggle that the butterfly had to go through to come out of the cocoon without any snips, without any expansion, was meant to be able to drain all the fluid from its wing so it may be light enough to be able to soar into the skies. And that reminds me of sometimes how we do not see that sometimes constriction is a source of strength which allows us to fly to our full potential. So Abdul Qabith is the one who closes his own being, who constricts himself to prevent unworthy influences, and who helps others to do the same. At the same time, he knows that it's not right to hold too tight to one's own and others' egos, because Allah is the best judge. Abdul Qabith also holds with the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're ever tyrannized, then recite Ya Qabith 903 times, and the tyranny will inshallah be eliminated, and or you will be protected from it. It is said that Ya Qabith is the litany of the angel of death, Israel. Abdul Basit is one who gives freely of his efforts. He gives out of whatever he has. He brings joy to the hearts of the Abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is generous in the exterior world, generous in his inner being. In him, the secret of Al-Basit is manifested. It is said that Ya Basit is the litany of the angel Israfil. If you make a habit of reciting Ya Basit, you will receive peace. So there will be peacefulness in your heart. You will be rid of stresses and problems. And you will find an increased love and respect. It was also said that if you want increase in sustenance, then recite Ya Basit. It also enables one to give happiness to others. I love these asmar. They're so beautiful. Ya Qabith and Ya Basit. I remember as a child, before we went to sleep, if we were looking a little anxious, my father would tell us to put our right hand on our heart and recite Ya Basito. And it was such an amazing formula, because suddenly you're at peace in your heart.